Hi, it's Heather Markell of the Inspired Nomad series, and I'm bringing you another Inspiration into Action episode where instead of interviewing someone in this episode, I will just be taking a piece of the epiphanies and inspired attitudes that we've been hearing about and going deeper with them. So today I am talking to you from Cape Town in South Africa, and I am at the, let's see, Groot Constantia Vineyard. I actually went here in the High Constantia Vineyards and had two amazing wine tastings today. And right now I'm reflecting on those of you that may be female solo travelers that are wanting to travel but feel like you can't because you are on your own or you're afraid or whatever. And the first tasting I went to, I ended up in this tiny place. I got out of my Uber. I thought I was in the wrong place because there was just like one guy fixing his car and he led me through what looked like a kind of a garage. And I ended up meeting these lovely people from Belgium celebrating the marriage of their daughter to her new husband. And because I speak French, they were, you know, we just started chatting and they asked me to join them and we had a great time. So one of the great things about solo travel is that you will meet tons of people. And so I never actually feel like I'm on my own. In fact, sometimes I want to be on my own and I feel like it's sometimes a stretch because people are lovely. When they see that you're on your own a lot of the time, they may ask you to join them or look after you. And other times, hey, you may be on your own, but it's a wonderful experience. And I get also great recommendations. So because you're on your own, people want to help you out. And I got a great recommendation today from the people that I met on the wine tasting. But then I also talked to the woman that was running the vineyard and the tasting, and she gave me another suggestion to come here where I just did for a second wine tasting, where the wine was also spectacular. The meal was great. And I had met a woman who, it was her birthday, we chatted, and then I got some alone time just staring at this. Yeah, so take that in. So sometimes solitude is awesome to just take in beautiful things. And if you're out there today thinking about doing some solo travel, but coming up with reasons why you're afraid to, or you're worried about it, let me give you a challenge to, why don't you in the next week, try to eat a couple of meals on your own. Go out into the world, wherever it is that you are, and have lunch or have dinner by yourself, and see if you can challenge yourself. So challenge number one is to go and eat that meal by yourself. And challenge number two, if you can do it, is to strike up a conversation with one of the tables next to you. Because if you can do that, wherever your hometown is, wherever you are now, you can probably do it anywhere in the world. And if you think language is a barrier, you could also learn another language. So, okay, challenge number three, if you're thinking of traveling somewhere where you need a different language than your maternal one, is to learn a few phrases in that language, go to a restaurant maybe of that cuisine, and see if you can strike up a conversation with someone starting in that language. You know, even if it's rusty in a few words, try it out. So those are my challenges. So that was it for today's Inspiration into Action episode. As always, the Inspired Nomads is here to inspire those of you that are mid-career and frustrated and wanting to pursue a passion or leave stability to go travel the world, to go do it. If you have any feedback, I always love to hear from you. You can email me at heather@heathermarkell.com. or join our Facebook group, The Inspired Nomads, and I will look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.